Hello, everybody. Here we go, back for another Hypnosis Etc. podcast with Celeste Hackett. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. I love it. We're getting really close. We're almost up to 100 episodes.
I know. This is like 95 or something like that.
We're going to have a party, aren't we?
We got to get some hats for that.
Yeah.
Don't hold us to that.
Yeah.
I do have some certified Hypnosis Pro hats. I could do that.
That'd be cool.
It goes with my certified Hypnosis Pro mug.
That's right. Here's mine right here.
I'm so glad we could squeeze this in right now. I'm teaching my Week of Power class. It's so fun because my classroom is wired into the internet, and we have two people from the UK that are taking the course, and both of them are working for certification as a CPHI, which is a Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructor. It's something our five pathers will aspire to after they get enough experience with seeing clients to actually become an instructor like you did, Celeste.
Yeah, I love it. And as a matter of fact, I got classes coming up in February. So if you missed signing up for the November class, that's okay, because February 16th through the 27th, I have classes in 2009 and also in June, September, and next November. We'd love to have you here in Texas and teach you all about Five Path and advanced hypnotic technique here.
Cool. And if I live within, I don't know, 1,000 miles of Celeste and I wanted training, that's where I'd go.
Thank you.
Let's see what else I got here real quick. Remember our affiliate program? Go to hypnosis.org. We've got the Cal Banyan Secret Weight Loss Project, which is now the Make More Money Project. Just email me at calbanyan@hypnosiscenter.com, and I'll send you a little video which explains the next step. If you want to make more money in your hypnosis practice or just want to make more money and help people out, send me an email. That's available if you are in the USA, Canada, Puerto Rico, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. I'm spreading out. And let's see, get yourself listed in the hypnosis directory on hypnosis.org. And gosh, that's it for now. Oh, one thing I want to tell you. One of our grads, a Five Pather, he started doing the secret weight loss program, and he's lost over 50 pounds. And I talked to him the other day on the phone. He says, I am now lighter than my wife has ever seen me or any of my kids. He says, it's like I've turned back the clock almost 20 years. So, gosh, all you gotta do is send me an email, I'll fill you in on it. So, one last thing. For you guys that got on the early publication special of the Five Path 2.0 DVD CD training set, they started shipping last week. Everybody who ordered that should have them by now. If you don't, then email us right away and we'll check your order and get it to you. Okay, Celeste, what's going on with the show now?
Well, first I wanted to say something really quick about something you and I emailed each other about, I guess it was yesterday. We talked a little bit about doing hypnosis with family members, and I tell you, a lot of hypnotists get into hypnosis in order to heal themselves and their family. And so we always get this question, you know, how do I work with my brother? How do I work with my kid? How do I work with my husband? And there are some rules that you need to follow and so on. And I'm real excited because my niece actually came to live with me in July. And I'm holding a letter here from her therapist. And it says that she was diagnosed with obsessive compulsive disorder, bipolar disorder. She picks at her scabs and scratches her skin. And she has an obsession over the actor Johnny Depp. And she reports feelings of anxiety and depression and all this kind of stuff. And they had to work with her real hard on her being honest and on her hygiene and her taking initiative and all this stuff. I want you to know that everything in this letter, she's overcome because of the techniques I've learned. Now, I never put her in the hypnosis chair, and so I want you to be watching for those episodes coming up when I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. And I think you're going to find it really fascinating, and you'll be using, hopefully you'll be able to use some of these tips with your friends and family.
That's awesome. And first of all, I want to know, what's wrong with having an obsession about Johnny Depp? Doesn't everybody have an obsession about Johnny Depp?
That's what I told her. I think he's really cute. But, you know, at first it was Michael Jackson when she was 2, and then it developed into Davy Jones of the Monkees, believe it or not, and she got to meet him when she was about 13 or 14. She was just beside herself. Now he's about 65, and she could still, you know, she still really likes all of these people. But then it turned into Johnny Depp when she was up with her mother in Seattle. They had lived in New Orleans, and they were victims of the Katrina thing, and they moved to Seattle. And I think, you know, she was dealing with a lot, and one of the ways she dealt with it was, you know, Johnny Depp. And since then, she still likes Johnny Depp, but when she first came here, she wanted to put his posters on the wall. She talked about him all the time, and she'd have fantasies about how he was going to marry her, and she'd ask me all the time, you know, what do you think our kids would look like and stuff like this. And I don't know, over the time, she's actually got kind of a friend at school that's a boy, that's a real boy, that's a close friend that she's talking about now. So a whole lot healthier situation, although he's actually autistic. It's still a step up, right? And so he's actually a really nice boy, but severely autistic. But she went to a dance with him, and his mother was really happy to meet her. And so they're good friends now. And now she's looking at another boy. So
that's so cool, because you're like helping her get a life.
Oh, she didn't have any friends. They didn't let her socialize. And now she's been to a birthday party, she's been to a dance, and she's having her own birthday party tomorrow and having friends over, real friends. And she's never had real friends ever, because my mother homeschooled her until she was 10. And then just, you know, because of various reasons, this is like the first time she's really had friends and just had a say-so in her life and self-respect. And so I really am excited to share some of the information with our viewers. You know, sometime I got to write all this stuff up, and I'm very busy, but I'm going to put together something to share some tips and things with you guys who are interested.
Gosh, you can talk fast.
I know, I'm trying to, because I know we got all this other stuff to do.
See, now last week you just had a margarita or something. You were talking a lot slower.
Yeah, this week I'm having a cup of coffee, and you know, I don't drink that much coffee anymore. So when I do, it's like, whoop.
Okay, hey, can we get on with things now?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Okay, you got it. Well, what are we doing this show?
Well, you know, I got another question. And I think, you know, the viewers really like it when we answer questions, because a lot of times the questions that we get are ones that they have themselves. And so this one is from a lady by the name of Brandy Astwood. She's in California. And she says, hi, Cal and Celeste, and happy holidays. And would you please share the details of how and why of your podcasts? And your podcasts are my favorite. And she puts that in capital letters. And I have all the episodes downloaded to my MP3. And your voice is often my companion at night when I go for my walks. Thank you. Oh, we're walking with her, Cal. And I am embarking on a new adventure of making my own podcast. However, there are some things I am clueless about. And she says, creating album art. Don't ask me, because I have no idea how to do that, but she wants to know about that. Getting listed on all the directories. Do you have to go to each directory list, or is there a streamlined way of doing this? How do you record the calls between the two of you? And any other podcasting wisdom that you have to share? Love, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy. Well, you know what? It's a kind of a little bit off topic, and it's really kind of technical, but I'm going to tell you a little bit, and then I'm going to give you an excellent source to get all your questions answered. First of all, you don't have to go, and what we're doing is, like, I don't know very many podcasts to do it as complicated as we do. Celeste is out there in Texas. I'm out here in California. Right now, we've got each other on speakerphone, and that's how we listen to each other. And I've got a Sony camcorder, high def, pointing at me. Celeste has got one pointing at her. After each episode, then one of my tech guys, Chad, you saw him in the tour. In the tour, you saw Chad. Let's start with Celeste. Celeste's husband, Christopher, uploads that video that she's taking on her end up to a server, and Chad comes and gets my camera and downloads my side, and then he uses some software to edit the two together. And most people need to do that. All you got to do is get a microphone that will plug into your computer. Get a program called Audacity, and just look up on Google Audacity, and the free download. You can download it, record into it, edit it, and boy, you can get music for the beginning and the end. We bought the music to use, but there's music you can use for free. And here is your number one resource. You want to go to theschoolofpodcasting.com. Actually, it's www.schoolofpodcasting.com. And you go there, and you know what? Every kind of podcasting you'd ever want to know how to do, you can find out how to do it there, and there's more resources. You can do audio only with just one person like yourself. really easy to do. Typically, you'd use WordPress, which is a blogging type website, and you just each episode would be just like a blog entry. Just put it up there. Or you can do a video with just yourself and always make an audio-only version of it. Or you could do something complicated like we do. But the most important thing is to go to schoolofpodcasting.com. All the information you could ever want is right there. There's also special conventions, I think it passed in September or something like that, but there's podcasting conventions. It's a lot of fun, and it's a good way to get your message known out there in the world. We've got people literally everywhere that they speak English around the world listening to this. Russia, Middle East, everywhere. The UK, everywhere but Cuba. And I know there's English-speaking people in Cuba, but I think there's like a hypnosis ban in Cuba. No, actually, it's an internet thing. But that's all it takes, and you can do it. There's good books on the subject, but I'd start off with schoolofpodcasting.com and give Dave a shout-out from Cal Banyan. How's that, Celeste?
Well, you could also do what I did, which is nothing, you know, just let Cal worry about all that and just be like more or less somebody who just kind of shows up. See, the great thing about working with Cal is he's a very diligent person. He, when he decides to do something, he does it, you know, full speed ahead regularly. And so I have to show up to be on the show. Luckily, he's, you know, he does it like we do it every week only because Cal does, so I show up. So it's nice if you can have a partner, somebody who's, you know, really determined, and you're just kind of, you know, for me, it's just easy. I just kind of show up. But another thing I kind of wanted to mention that came to mind is if you hook up with somebody, you know, who you can either do it with, and that keeps you both kind of doing it, because, you know, sometimes you might not want to and you can get lazy. And I've seen people start podcasts or start blogging and then they just don't finish it. And especially at first when maybe you don't have an audience, it seems like you're standing out there all alone just talking to the camera, you know, and you're not getting any feedback. Well, you need somebody to be there kind of, you know, cheering you on. I also have my husband, which is really good. And so we're doing these podcasts weekly, but really we do about four in a grouping at a time. And the other thing I just want to mention, you know, because I know you want to do podcasts, but you want to do podcasts people will like and look at. And I think that one of the big mistakes that, you know, people make when they're on camera is they look really uncomfortable and they look like they're reading, which, of course, I look really uncomfortable and I look like I'm reading sometimes. But there's a big difference because at least from time to time I'm looking at the camera. And you see right now as I'm looking at you, it looks like I'm looking at you. I'm actually looking at a camera. And so I'm kind of pretending that you're looking back at me. And so I'm very friendly with that camera and I'm smiling at it. That seems like a small thing, but if you can build rapport with the lens, pretending it's someone else, you know, acting like you're talking one-on-one with somebody, then the person who's viewing, they kind of think it's them in some sort of way. And so they end up feeling like, you know, you're connecting with them. And so this takes a little practice. I learned it in radio broadcasting where there wasn't a camera. You just talk to the microphone as if you're talking one-on-one with somebody. And so your language ends up being like that too. If you notice, sometimes I'll stop and I'll say, and we really appreciate you listening, you know. And so you want to do those kinds of things.
And, you know, this guy, Dave Jackson, at the School of Podcasting, really has a lot of great tips. And guess what? If you're out there and you got a podcast, what we can do is we'll promote you. I mean, I don't mind. There's not that many hypnosis podcasts out there. If you've got a podcast and you want me to mention it on the show, particularly if it's hypnosis related, then let me know. And we'll mention it on the show. And gosh, if you want to mention us, that would be okay too on your show.
Yeah, I still think that we should do one, Cal, for the general public. We had talked about that early on, so I hope that we'll do that sometime.
Sure. Hey, can we like squeeze in a hypnosis question? We only got about 5 minutes.
There's one about corporate work that came in. I don't know if you want to do that or something that's more one-on-one, but quite a few people have been asking about corporate work and stuff like that. So the one that I'm thinking of is this guy wrote in, or this gal, it's not clear now, but because this came in a little while ago, but it says, in addition to individual therapy, I want to do corporate work. What is a good fee structure for executive coaching development and corporate workshops? And is that okay to answer today?
It sure is. In fact, while you're asking about that, I was looking up something because guess what? I'm looking down at my computer screen right now, so if it looks like I notice I'm not looking in the camera. I'm trying to find some kind of link for the one guy that I know that is the expert on that, and that is Dr. Richard Hart. And let me look at another place on my computer real quick, because I think that, well, I know. This is where you should start. I have just the answer for you. On hypnosis.org, I'm going to try to find it as I'm talking here. If you go to the bottom of the screen, somewhere, there it goes, it's free online hypnosis seminars, and there's a number of people there. Go at the bottom, underneath those three pictures, it says, get all hypnosis seminars, and then there'll be a whole bunch of pictures come up, and then on there it is, Dr. Richard Hart. Now, Dr. Richard Hart is the man when it comes to corporate training and hypnosis. He's done three free seminars that we've got on hypnosis.org, also on Banyan Hypnosis Mall, I believe, in our free seminars section, and he talks about how to market to corporations. And so one of his talks is how hypnotists can become successful corporate trainers and consultants. The other was how to approach corporations, hospitals, government agencies, and using your hypnosis and NLP skills, and how to make money the smart way. And last time I talked to him, he had an income retainer income of over $7,000 a month, where these corporations retain him to put together training programs for their employees. How's that sound, Celeste?
That sounds really good, because I was just about to ask, what's the fee structure? And so that's at least something to go on there.
He tells it all in those videos, and then you just contact him, because from time to time he has courses on how to approach companies like that. So, and he'll even do mentoring and mentorship. So you learn from someone that has done it and is doing it and has taught other people to do it. That's just the best way to go. How are we doing on time, Celeste?
It's about 17 minutes now that we're into this.
Cool. All right.
Do you think we should wrap up, or do you think we should go on a little further?
I think that we ought to just go ahead and wrap up this time. What do you think?
Yeah, let's give everybody a break. They've seen enough of us today.
All right, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend. Wrap it up.
This is Celeste Hackett in Dallas, Texas. Visit me at familyfirsthypnosis.com and DallasHypnosisUptown.com. As a matter of fact, I have a video on there. You ought to take a look at it. I'm pretty proud of it. Okay, this is me, Celeste Hackett, for Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. See you next time.
And this is Cal Banyan. If you're watching this video anywhere else, you're missing out on all the good stuff that's down below the video, all the links, show notes, stuff like that. Visit calbanyan.com, go to hypnosis.org, go to our hypnospace. We haven't talked about that in a while. That's our networking place just for hypnosis professionals. And that's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.